It's time for this week's Teach Me What You Know. Last week, we learned how to win an argument from the debate coach at Marquette University. This week, we'll learn how to switch careers.
It's a pretty common fantasy. Who hasn't felt the urge to break out and pursue a passion or even stick it to the boss and find a better work environment? Here to give us some advice on how to get started is Michelle Ward. She is a creative life coach and runs the website whenigrowupcoach.com. Michelle, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
How do you know when it's time to switch careers?
Oh, I think it's that tiny, tiny voice in the back of our heads that is usually very quiet, that we like to tell to be quiet and ignore for a long time. I think you really need to tune in to what that tiny voice is saying to you because it's small and it's scared and it's probably saying something like, I don't like being here anymore. I'm not being valued. I have had a few experiences in offices with verbally abusive bosses. If you're not being treated well, if you're waking up in the morning with a pit in your stomach and it's not going away until you go home at the end of the day, you have to really think of your mental and physical health.
And it can be a pretty scary conclusion to draw, especially if you've invested many years in your career. If you could tell our listeners something to convince them to take that leap, what would you say?
Man, I think what's exciting about living right now in 2014 and the age of the internet, so to say, is that it does not take much capital to really make a change. And a lot of the clients that I work with know that they want to be entrepreneurial in some way. And I'm seeing more and more people decide to make that choice. But it's so scary, especially when you're coming from a corporate background or a more quote-unquote stable position. So even if you're not looking to take the leap, so to say, to be an entrepreneur, and you just want to change careers, and you might end up being the lower man or woman on the totem pole, I think you have to give yourself a pretty big cushion. I don't think things have to be so scary. You no longer have to go get a bank loan to start a business or open up your own company. It's really about zoning in on what's going to make you comfortable and confident in terms of making that leap, and then doing something every day to just keep doing it. My own journey took me, when I did decide I'm going to be a life coach, which to me was the most hippy-dippy, unstable thing, and I knew that going into it, but I was so passionate when I thought about working with creative people through their career transitions. I went, okay, how am I going to make this work? And it was not I'm quitting my job the next day. It was, I'm transferring jobs, I'm finding a new job because the boss at that job was very abusive. I made myself physically ill from that job. I found a job with nicer coworkers, and I got my nights and weekends back to myself, and it took me 2 years and 7 months, but I got my certification on my own time and built my business. And I have been the One I Grow Up coach full-time since March 2010 and did not have to look back or pull the Plan B emergency cord.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, let's get into the how-tos of this. What's the first step in making that leap?
The first step is going to sound like a really hippy-dippy step, but I think it's the most important step, and that first step is to do whatever you can to suspend disbelief. Tell yourself, you know what, for the next week, give yourself even a time limit. I'm not going to let myself say, but this won't work, but I can't do this, but this isn't realistic, but I'm being stupid, but I've heard blah, blah, blah about X, Y, and Z and what I want to do. I think we're so used to putting up the argument with what we want to actually do, and we don't let ourselves think, how could this actually work? And I think actually that's the better question to start with. How could this actually work? And a lot of the times that starts with filling in the blanks of what you don't know. So I always say, along with suspending disbelief, don't let yourself get in your own way. It's about doing the research. It's about informational interviews. It's about really kind of putting on that detective hat and saying, is what I think of this job actually what this job is? And I'm always extremely surprised, because I've worked one-on-one with about 250 clients in the last 4 or 5 years that I've been coaching. And every time they want to find something out about a job that they're interested in, they know someone personally to ask. Always. without fail. So think of who you know that could connect you with someone who is doing something similar than what you're thinking of, and then just ask them questions that'll give you better insight as to whether that career would be a good match for you.
What should you say when you reach out to that network for help?
I think a lot of the times we, again, get in our own way because we think we're bothering someone, or we think, oh, they don't know who we are, they don't want to help. But really, 9 times out of 10, people are helpful, and they get excited about sharing their knowledge, and they get excited about thinking, oh, my opinions are important, and my experience is important, and I could help someone else make a good decision for them. So I think it's about reaching out and being able to say, I'm thinking of making this transition, but I want an insider information, someone that's doing it, as to what it is to be an interior designer or a writer or a life coach, and really kind of hear their perspective. And be honest, if there's someone that is online and very active, and you've been following them for a while, put a personal touch in the email whenever you can. Make them feel like you are not writing them a form letter. Obviously, if you got their information from a mutual connection, put that person's name front and center, even in the subject line, I think is worthwhile. But let them know that you have more of a personal connection to them and what they put out there and what you know about them.
Is it a good idea to cold call? Should we know somebody already in the industry?
I think that always, if you do know someone, that's always the best place to start. And I always think it's the best place to start is with your network, whether you're looking to have an informational interview or actually for a new job. There is a scary statistic out there that I heard recently that something like 85% of jobs that are available aren't even advertised. And that's because I think when companies know that they're going to advertise a position, that they are just going to be inundated with resumes. So instead, they start with their network, and they tell their employees, and they tell their friends, and they tell people on Facebook, this is what I'm looking for, and cross their fingers that they find who they're looking for. So I think it's the same when looking for an informational interview. Always better to say, here's this personal connection, or even have that person reach out and say, I have this friend, or I have this client, or I have this colleague that's looking to make this change. I think you guys would really hit it off. You could really help her. Would you mind if I pass along your email address?
How do you plan out the steps in your transition? Specifically, how do you organize it so that you don't end up going broke or unemployed altogether in the process?
I have, not to put a plug for my workbook, but I have a workbook for that called An Effective Escape, Leaving Your Day Job Without Living in Your Parents' Basement. And I think while a lot of these things are a bit subjective and personal, depending on, again, what makes you feel comfortable and confident, I think really what it boils down to mostly is the financial piece. I've had clients that have decided to quit their jobs when they have had a few $100s in the bank. I've had a client who wouldn't quit their job until she had $30,000 in the bank. I fell somewhere, in between that. When I finally made the leap, I essentially had 5 months severance in the bank, which I knew I could stretch to 7 or 8. That felt good enough for me. So I feel like the financial piece is a big piece of it. It's also the confidence piece. For me, I would not have made the move without getting certified. Getting certified to me was a big piece of this puzzle, and that was important to me. I've had clients that they just are able to dive right into their business or the career change. They don't need the schooling. And there's also, I think, a marketing piece. Even if you're not looking to go into business for yourself, I think everyone could really benefit from a website, something like having an about.me page where when you meet someone, you're not giving them your business card from the job that you don't like and don't want to do anymore, but you're giving them a business card for your about.me page that has your bio and a link to your blog or Twitter, Facebook account, LinkedIn, and they could get a sense of who you are. I feel like all of those things are worth taking into consideration, but at the same time, you don't want to wait for everything to be so perfect that all of a sudden it's 2030 and you're still sitting in your cubicle miserable. Mm-hmm. So there needs to be a middle ground for all of that.
Just a couple quick questions. First of all, how can someone assess maybe the risk factor? One fear and apprehension might be, I don't know that the grass is going to be greener on the other side.
Absolutely. I think that's where the informational interviews really definitely come in handy. And I think, too, there's something to be said about creating a bit of a business plan or a transitional plan to help you along as if you were going to go to a bank to get a loan. I know for me, what was a really big comfort and what became evident pretty quickly is that because I run a service-based business and I do it virtually and I have clients all over the world that I talk to on the phone and over Skype, I didn't need space. I didn't need to put out a lot of money. When I first started my business, it was the cost of my domain and it was the cost of a free conference line and a free email newsletter template system, and that was it. So I think that if you could kind of map out what are my costs going to be, what's the money that I need to shell out, what do I project that I could even pull in? And that might be hard to do without actually doing it. So I think another way to do that is to find some guinea pigs. If you know that you want to be an interior designer, send an email to your friends and say, will anyone let me come to their house and redo their living room and take some pictures and give me feedback as to, you know, how the process went? I feel like that is a really good way to assess, is this something I'm going to really enjoy doing?
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for joining us today and teaching us what you know.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've been speaking with Michelle Ward about how to switch careers in this week's Teach Me What You Know segment. She's a creative career coach and runs the website WhenIGrowUpCoach.com.